This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the Sales, the Irish boys. Hear the familiar call from head coach John Lusko saying, let's go, as he strategically brings them over the sideline early to get them focused, especially with the defensive plan. They'll be taking on a very good Sunnyside Christian Knights boys team under head coach Dean Wagner. The Knights 8-0. They are the number one team out of the Greater Columbia 1B League. They are 12-3 overall. They're ranked number 10 in the state. These teams met once last year up at Sunnyside. The Irish lost to the Knights 59-42. In that ballgame, the Irish were actually up 23-20 at the half, and then got blown out in the second half, losing by 17. Offensive balance was a big issue that night. Cameron Richmond, the departed Irish senior from last year, had 16 of the 23 points in the first half. The Knights found a way to slow him down. The rest of the team for the Sales had only 7 points until the fourth quarter, when the game was no longer in doubt. So the Knights go out to play defense. John Lesko's guys are going to have to find a way to score against the Knights and slow them down offensively. The Knights won 60-56 on Saturday over Yakima Tribal to clinch the league title against the second-place team out of their league, while the Irish were losing to Asotin at home 71-55. The Sales had a chance to tie the Panthers at the top of the conference. The Irish are now at 8-3 in the conference, and they need a win over Tri-City Prep Friday to guarantee a home game in the first round of the league tournament. So the Irish using this as a tune-up to get ready for league play. We'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the DeSales boys and Sunnyside Christians Knights on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
McDonald's Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Dad, you missed a great lunch at Grandma's today.
Ugh, I don't want to hear it. Okay, I got to hear it. What did you have?
Some yummy lasagna. Dad, it was, better than Mom's.
No way, Mateo. The only lasagna better than Mom's is Cugini's. Oh, wait a minute. I got it. Grandma fed you Cugini's lasagna. Smart lady. That place is crazy good. 960 Willola Avenue, Buono Pazzo.
No one can read the future, but we can definitely help you prepare for the future you deserve. Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company has extensive experience in helping people just like you. Because he knows your finances are a big deal, let him work alongside you to develop a comprehensive retirement plan that fits within your game plan for funding retirement, a grandchild's education, or whatever else you want in life. Don't chance a guess with your financial future. Consult a professional. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connors Flooring and Design in College Place combines on-staff interior designers with over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry to deliver the best experience for you and your home. We can help you select the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsFlooringAndDesign.com or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live with a look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys game. Luke Wagoner, 6'1 sophomore, all of a sudden, 12 points in each game played last year. He's averaging 12.6 game points per game on the season. He's able to get on the Yakima Herald website and add some stats. Kate Mosma, 6'2 sophomore, start, 10 points in the win over Yakima Tribal. Their leading scorer, Chance Marsh, a 6'1 sophomore, 13.4 points per game, 22 versus Yakima Tribal. Connor Dwim, who's a returning starter from last year, is a 5'11 sophomore, and Justin Faber, a 6'3 junior. He had 10 points last year when these teams played, 14 against Yakima Tribal. So not a particularly tall team for the Knights, and a very young team, no seniors on their roster. John Lefko will have a shake up the starting lineup. Friday is senior night, but it's a league game, so Coach Lefko starting all of his seniors tonight. Kyler Dunn, the 5'8 senior, Jacob Edstrom, 5'8 senior. Cole Meadham of the 6'6 senior, Isaiah Standard, the 6'2 senior, and the junior, Zach Wade, the 6'5 junior. And the Knights control the tip. Isaiah Standard was in the circle. So the Coach Lefko starts his seniors. They play their zone defense. On the right baseline, going up with a shot is, going to get the numbers here. That was Wagner. Shot won't go. Knights with the rebound. Up top to Dwim. Swing it over to Faber. No, check that. That was Wagner again. I've got to get the numbers straight. Black road uniforms with dark maroon numbers. It's hard to see. I'll have to get that squared away. They get the load to Isaiah Standard from Passman. Meet him up. He lays it in. The Irish score first. 7:18 to go first quarter. Marsh. Chance Marsh swings it to Dwim. Back to Marsh. On the right wing to Wagner. Deep on the right wing. The 6'1 sophomore. To the high post. Now the low post to Faber. Faber can't find room to shoot. Swing it over to Marsh. Three on the way. Out there won't go. Rebound inside by Wagner. Irish didn't block out Wagner. He'll dribble out and shoot the three and hit it. Left-handed shot by Luke Wagner after he got his all, got the offensive rebound. Now the Knights show full court pressure. Leahy the Standard in the front court to Dunn. Dunn will hold it up and get it to Leahy. Leahy drives in. We got a whistle and a foul out front before the shot. Zach went in and laid it in. Foul on Wagner. Trying to reach in on Zach Leahy. Now Kyler Dunn will get the shoe tied. They'll wait for him to get the laces all wrapped up. 3-2, Knights. Shows zone defense off the inbound. They get inbound to meet him out of the 6'6 senior. Puts it in front of Cade Bosma. Meet him at the 6'6 senior at inside position. Spun inside on Bosma at 6'2. Irish up 4-3. Swing it to Marsh. Marsh splits the defense, falls to the ground, shelves it to Wagner between the legs of the dribble. Now he'll pack out between the circle. Right wing to Marsh. Goes by Leahy, cut off by Meadham. A kick out to Bosma. Bosma in the left corner to Dwim. Three on the way. In and out, stays out. Rebound Isaiah Standard as it tipped away. Loose ball picked up by Zach Leahy. Zach will push it up the left side now on the baseline to Meadham. Back up top to Leahy. In the lane to Standard. Kick out to Edstrom. To Leahy. Leahy right at the top of the key against Meadham, who's posted up inside. He puts it up off the glass on the left side, won't go. Rebound, Dwim. Dwim out left to Wagner. Irish up 4-3, 5:48 still first quarter. Wagner on the drive, kick over to Dwim in the left wing now. Now with it is Bosma. Holding the ball, tips down on him. Moves the ball, says Coach Wagner. They get to Marsh down the right corner to Wagner. Wagner over to Dwim. Dwim goes by Edstrom on the baseline, puts the shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound inside, controlled by the Knights. Out there, Dwim gets it. Now to Chance. Marsh out front. Standard on Marsh. Marsh on the baseline to Dwim. 14-footer on the way. Off the mark. One goal. Rebound Standard. All white shirts underneath. Isaac gives it off to Zach Leahy. Irish up 4-3. 5:13 to go first quarter. Meet him out deep on the right wing with the ball. Standard wanted it inside, but Cole held on to the ball. Now gets to Leahy on the baseline. To meet him and out. The elbow on the left side. Fallon bounced into the lane, puts the shot up off the iron, won't go. Rebound, Justin Faber. Faber gets it on the right wing to Chance Marsh. Marsh put down on him. Now bounce pass, two bounces. Actually goes to Wagner on the left wing. Up top it goes to Dwim. Back to Wagner. Deep three left wing on the way and good. So Luke Wagner, the left-handed stroke from deep on the left wing. Knights up 6-4. Standard pass to Edstrom, now back to Leahy. Full court pressure, Leahy breaks it into front court on the long pass to Standard. Back to Leahy at the top of the key. Finds Meadham open underneath, goes up strong, lays it in. Cole Meadham open on the baseline to Leahy, a nice assist. We're tied at 6. 4:16 to go in a quickly played first quarter. Wagner dribbles at the top of the key, cut off, swing to Marsh. Three on the way by Marsh, off the arm, won't go. Rebound Luke Edstrom. Jacob, excuse me, I do that all the time. Luke's his younger brother. Jacob, a 4.01 student. There's a feel on the inside as Meadham is stripped by Marsh. They had to Wagner up over Leahy. The other way won't go. Rebound tipped by Sander. Control by Leahy. Good defense by Zach Leahy. Not fouling in that transition situation. 6'5", just got his hands up and kept them there. Sander up high with it. Loses it. Gets it back. Now hands off to Leahy between the circles. Right wing pass out. Meadham holding the ball overhead. Takes one dribble. Cross for a pass to Dunn. Three on the way by Dunn. Off the iron won't go. Rebound Gwynn. Gwynn to Marsh. Long pass up court to Wagner. Wagner fired deep three left wing. He's got it. That guy's in range as soon as he comes across half court. His third three-pointer. Each one's been a little deeper. He's got all nine of the ninth points. Juan Montero and Joel Rodriguez, the normal starting guards, check in. And there's Isaiah Standard. A high pass over Leahy's head and out of bounds. So Rodriguez and Montero come in. Dunn and Edstrom check out. Jacob's thinking, wow, I'm a little tired. I played 5 minutes straight. Good job by Coach Lesko getting the seniors in without the pressure of a league game to deal with, which they will have against Tri-City Prep on senior night. The Knights also bring in a reserve. Lucas Dykstra, a 5'10 freshman, has checked in. Also Wayne Marsh, a 5'9 sophomore. No seniors on this Knights roster. Wagner to Marsh, to Dykstra, that's Lane Marsh. Chance Marsh and Lane Marsh, both sophomores. There's a shot at the shot clock buzzer. Off the arm, we'll go meet him with the rebound. Has it knocked away from him, and now with it is Dykstra, and Dykstra puts it in and out, stays out, meet him with the rebound. The Irish got a break there as the Irish turned it over on after the rebound. Montero in the game now on the right wing with the ball. Zone defense by the Knights. Actually, they're playing zone. They're matched up. There's a steal down low. They tried to dump to meet him. Chance Marsh with the steal. Long pass up court, though, stolen by Standard. Standard reached in on by Lane Marsh, but it goes right back to Lane. Now we've got a whistle and a foul as Standard got the ball inside. I think it's going to be on Saber. Actually, 1-0, Chance Marsh. Sales was able to score on their last inbound play. They line up four players on the left block in stack formation to get it down low to Leahy. Leahy leans in, strong shot, partially blocked. Gets it back, goes up strong again, scores, he's fouled. They blocked his shot the first time. And the foul's on Chance Marsh. So Marsh, their leading scorer, the 6 foot sophomore, statistical thingy, their leading scorer, but Luke Wagner has all nine of their points. But Marsh picks up his second foul, and Zach Leahy will go to the free throw line. The Sales struggled in a big way against the Soton from the line the other night in the loss. Zach was just 5 of 12 himself. Zach hits the free throw. Nice recovery there by Zach. Completes the three-point play. The Irish have tied it at 9. Wagner down low to Faber. Faber back to Wagner. Standard on him. The Irish have switched to a man-to-man defense. Coach Wagner calls it out. Faber up top to Dykstra. That's Lane Marsh. Back to Wagner. Standard on Wagner. A little shake and big dribble goes right by. Standard lays it in. He's fouled. Isaiah zigged and Wagner zagged. And Joel Rodriguez too late with the help underneath. So Luke Wagner putting on a little clinic there. Here, three deep threes and a little crossover dribble and a drive to the rim, and he hits the free throw and completes the point, three-point play. So Luke Wagner, son of Coach Dean Wagner, has all 12 of the Knights' points. They lead it 12 to 9. They break the press on the front court to Wagner. To Rodriguez, gets it down to Anderson, who's checked in. Anderson checked in for Meadema, so Andrew Anderson gets a first quarter bucket. Playing on the roster in place of a couple players, well, actually four different players. We'll talk about that in a moment. Anderson knocks the ball away out front. Nice shot by Andrew. Now in the front court comes Bosma. The shot clock down to 12. Right wing drive. We got a whistle and a foul on Joel Rodriguez. John Crowley, who would have been the fifth Irish senior starter, is out with a boxer's fracture to his hand. It's his right hand. He's got it taped up. Holding up near his chin as he sits one row behind the bench. On the inbound, they get to Faber, who drives by Anderson and lays it in. Faber gets his first bucket. The Wizards had a miss to go on a quickly played first quarter, and then Montero has it knocked away at half court by Wagner, out of bounds, last touch by Juan. So Miedema is going to check back in for Rodriguez, who's picked up two quick fouls. Anyway, John is out with a fractured hand. Hurt it in practice on Wednesday. Did not play in either game during the weekend. They're hopeful that they can get him back and ready to go in the postseason. And then Matt Baumgart, who had 17 points, who's come on of late, he had 17 points in the losing effort against the Soviet. Wagner fires a three. He's fouled by Montero. Yeah, you can't foul a three-point shooter. So Bosma, with 12 of the night's 14 points, one of one from the line, will now shoot three more. So Matt Baumgart, who started off playing very limited varsity minutes, playing a lot of JV minutes, has too many quarters now, and you can only play an X amount of quarters during a regular season. And so Matt's got to sit this game out so he can play against Tri-City Prep. Another DeSales player is academically ineligible. He will remain nameless. And then Jake Wiley, Irish freshman who's got some minutes on the varsity, hit his head hard up at Dayton and has been diagnosed with a concussion, so he's out of the lineup. So Coach Lesko's guy's a little shorthanded, kind of like the girls are. Montero has it slapped away by Lane Marsh, but gets it back. Now he loses it again, and as either team can seem to hold on the ball, Wagner gets it to Lane Marsh, who puts it up and in. As I babbled away, Wagner hit only one of three free throws a while ago while I was talking about the Irish issues with their depth. But they lead 17-11. The ball knocked out of bounds near half court. 3.7 seconds to go in the quarter. Anderson throws it out front to Leahy. He missed it. Wagner's got it. He throws it up and scores and hits the front. That got left. Andrew thought he was going to go deep towards the other sideline and threw it right to Wagner. And a fadeaway three at the buzzer. The sales down 19-11 after 8 minutes. On 1320 AM KGC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Community Bank's personal line of credit is a convenient way to pay for the unexpected things that come your way. With better rates than most credit cards, you'll be covered when your car needs repairs, your tires wear out, or for those occasions when the budget is a little tight for the month. Easily apply for a personal line of credit online at communitybanknet.com or speak to your local banker to get started. Community Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Whether it's a hot summer sun or sunlight reflected off of winter snow, you deserve good quality sunglasses for protecting your eyes and cutting glare. And you deserve to look your best, too, which is why you should get your next pair of sunglasses at Valley Vision Clinic. Valley Vision has prescription and non-prescription sunglasses available in a wide variety of frame styles. And Valley Vision now features Oakley sunglasses, which provide superior performance combined with impeccable styling. You'll find Oakley's at Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live, and that buzzer beater by Luke Wagner was actually a two-point field goal. So you have 15 in the first quarter. And the Knights lead 19-11 after 8 minutes, but Cole Miedema, as we get back a little late, nice move on the baseline, thanks it in, and he's got 6 points, and the Irish are down 19-13. In the lane to Dykstra, he lays it in. Coach Lesko can't be happy with that. The 5'10 freshman got inside, and nobody challenged him. He just laid it in easily. 21-13, Irish down 9. Standard on the drive, can't finish, rebound, Miedema. Miedema shot off the mark at the back and puts it in. Cole, the 6'6 senior, sticking with it offensively. Now the Irish have got to play some defense. Coach Lesko exhorting his team down to my left in the home white uniforms with the four screen numbers and the gold trim. Wagner with those 15 first quarter points gets in the corner to Lane Marsh, or Chance Marsh, excuse me. He misses the shot. Rebound to Sales. Irish come the other way. Leahy gets it on the right wing to Montero. Low pass between his legs. He loses it all the way in the back court after it was tipped by the Knights. Long gets it back. Now a little half-court trap shown by the Knights. Gets it to Leahy at half-court. He turns around, throws it right to Bosma. Bosma to Dykstra. Crossover gets around Leahy and lays it in. Lucas Dykstra, the freshman, with the fundamentally sound crossover move. And now the half-court trap. The Sales, they haven't seen this yet this year. Of course, I did miss their game against Mapton. I don't know if Mapton did it to him. I missed the game against Tri-City Prep. They break the pressure, get it to Needham, cutting to the basket is Leahy. Needham hits him, he scores, he's fouled as I catch up. The foul is on Wagoner. That's his second. And so Zach Leahy got a three-point play the hard way in the first quarter. He'll try to do it again here. Irish now down just 23-17. 6:10 to go in the half. Zach's free throws off the mark. Rebound, Andrew Anderson. Anderson gets it back out to Montero. Good job by Andrew. Use that 6'2 height to get the rebound away from him. Inside to Anderson. Double team. Knocked away. Gets it back. Dribbles. Puts powers up. Shot won't go. Gets his own rebound. His shot blocked this time. Rebound by Dykstra. Dykstra the other way. Gets it to Dwin. Standard on Dwin. Nobody's guarding Dykstra. Now they get mashed up. Standard was trying to guard two players. They're swinging out of Chance Marsh. Long three won't go. Rebound, Leahy. Leahy gets it away from Favor. Zach pushes the other way. Irish down 23-17 with the ball. There's a foul on Chance Marsh. The six-foot sophomore just reached in out front, and that's his third foul. He had 22 points against Yakima Tribal on Saturday in a 60-56 win. He's their leading scorer at 13.4 points per game on the season. But he'll sit down with three fouls and no points. But the Knights have had no trouble finding scores as Luke Wagner, 6'1 sophomore, has 15 points all in the first quarter. He's on the bench now with two fouls. So the Irish have a chance to get closer now, down 23-17. Knights, two of their top scorers on the bench with two fouls each. Lay swing it to Rodriguez on the left wing after the Irish inbound it. Pass tipped away from Rodriguez and knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Cole Medema. Cole, a little look of disbelief at the official, thought it went off the black shirt. 5:10 to go, first half. Irish down 23-17. Dykstra, deep on the right wing to Lane Marsh. Now down low to Favor, back to Lane Marsh. Marsh was standard on him. Irish actually is back into his own defense now. So Coach Lefko and his defensive assistant, Nick Hazeltine, trying to change up the defense. On the drive is Bosma, leaves it for Favor. Favor lays it in. Penetration versus zone defenses. And there's a pass from the wing to Anderson, right through his hands and out of bounds. Andrew, trying to get used to the speed of varsity level play. And he'll come out of the ballgame and Juan Montero check back in. 4:40 to go, first quarter. Irish down by 8 at 25-17. The freshman, or check the sophomore, Lane Marsh, will bring it up court against Rodriguez. Right wing pass to Wagner. Fires the three over Standard and hits it. Wagner's fourth three-pointer of the game. That shot he made at the buzzer was actually a two-pointer. I think I called it as a three. He's got 18 points. He's personally outscored the Irish. Not anymore as they get it down low to Leahy, who banks it in from the left side. Zach's got seven. Irish down 28-19. 4:06 to go in the first half. Marsh gets by Rodriguez in the lane. Now cut off, gets it to Wagner. Wagner, step back, standard right on him. Swing it to Marsh. Marsh tries baseline, cut off. Back out to Bosma. Up top to Wagner. Standard right on him. Wagner wants to drive. Cut off, kicks it far to Favor. Back to Wagner on the cut to the basket. Shot won't go. Rebound by Rodriguez. That was actually Bosma on the shot. Leahy on the dribble. Slices by the defense and lays it in. Zach Leahy's got 6.25. The Irish within 7 at 28-21. 3:30 to go in the half. Marsh out top to Dwin. On the baseline, the Favor, and Favor's call for traveling as he decides to take it in the paint from the baseline. Knights turn it over. Lucas Dykstra, the 5'10 freshman, will come in for Dwim, 5'11 sophomore. No seniors on this Knights roster. They have 9 players in uniform. 2 of them still have their shooting shirts on. They've put all their sophomores and juniors in the ballgame. The rest of their roster, freshmen and 8th graders. Shot missed inside by the Irish. So it wasn't looking at who it was looking down the Knights roster. The Irish missed the shot. Knights with the rebound coming the other way. Dykstra between the circles with the ball. Hands it off to Bosma. Bosma back to Marsh. That's Lane Marsh, the 5'9 sophomore. Now over to Faber. 15 on the shot clock. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Faber, one dribble, now gets it to Bosma between the circles. Now over to Wagner. Wagner with 8 on the shot clock. Sander won't let him get a shot off. He has a hand off to Dykstra. Dykstra, a little runner in the lane. He scores it. Lucas Dykstra, a 5'10 freshman, old teardrop laying in the lane. Just got up, just flicked it, just up and over the top of the 6'5 outstretched arm of Leahy. Leahy finds Meaden inside the other way, kick out in the corner to Rodriguez. Three out of the way, won't go. Rebound Sanders. Sanders goes up strong and puts it in. Nice offensive support by Isaiah Sanders. Irish down 30-23, 2:14 to go in a quickly played first half. Lane Marsh in the front court. Gets it to Wagner. Drives, cut off, kick out to Dykstra. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Miedema. All white shirts underneath. Miedema outlet to Montero. Now Wong will slow it down. The Knights will sag into that zone defense. Montero, half the left wing. It goes to Standard. In the corner to Rodriguez. Back to Standard now between the circles to Montero. Back to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, nobody open on the baseline. Up top to Leahy. Pass inside to Standard. Slapped away. Loose ball chased out by Dykstra. Can't control it. But I'll tell you what, Lucas Dykstra, 5'10 freshman, is a baller. Knocked the ball away, raced the other way, and just couldn't quite save it from going out of bounds. 1:38 to go, first half. The Sails down 30-23 against a very Sunnyside Christian, very good Sunnyside Christian Knights boys team. Bring it to Rodriguez. Pass down low to Sanders, stolen by Wagner. Wagner to Bosma, up court it goes to Faber. Faber drives, spins in the lane, can't find room to shoot, gets to Bosma. 15-footer straight away, won't go, rebound Miedema. 1:21 to go in the first half, the Sails will bring it up court. Montero stops the half court circle, gets the high post to Sanders. Right wing to Rodriguez, up top to Montero, to Leahy. Leahy to baseline pass to Miedema. Holds the ball over his head, tries to back it up, Faber. Goes up off the glass and in from the left side. Cole Miedema, 10 points in the first half. Irish down 30-25. Faber on the baseline, can't do anything. Gets it up top to Bosma. Kick left corner to Dykstra. Up top to Wagner. Inside of Mitchell. Wagner shoots a deep three. He hits it. That was a long one, and Isaiah Standard just watched him. And I don't blame Isaiah. That was a deep one. Wagner's fifth three-point field goal of the game. He's got 21 first-half points. On the baseline to Miedema, backing in on Faber. As it knocks away, gets it back, and then a reach-in foul is called on Dykstra, I think. We'll wait and see. Yes, it is. Not a shooting foul. Sixth foul on the night. 30.7 seconds to go in the first half. Andrew Anderson checks back in with Joel Rodriguez. Good substitution for Coach Lesko. Joel has two fouls. Don't want to get a third one on him here. They get it to Miedema on the left baseline. Pass right wing to Montero. Right corner now. Leahy in the lane to Standard. Standard goes up high with the shot, won't go. Rebound Anderson. Anderson puts it up and in. Andrew Anderson's got 4 points. The junior, usually playing in the JV games. Wagner drives, kick out to Faber. Faber shot, won't go. Rebound Standard. 8 seconds to go. The Irish down 6 with the ball. Leahy checks the clock. The runner at 15 feet away, he hits it, and that's the buzzer. So that way he elevates at the top of the key, shoots a little floater about the foul line, and Leahy gets his 8th point of the quarter. The Irish pull within 4 at the half. It's Sunnyside Christian 33, the Sales Boys 29 in this non-league contest. You're listening to it on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings, 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
You say you're not into veggies, Le Pizzari's puts you to the test. With our delicious taco salad, a south of the border treat with zest,
a bed of crisp greens smothered with olives, tomatoes, and cheese,
and our seasoned roast beef. Add salsa, and it's sure to please. So give it a try. Stop into Pizzari's for a taco salad right now, gringo.
After one bite, your taste buds will feel like they're doing the tango.
Now that's some tasty chow!
Mamma mia!
Pizzari's Finest and Pizzari's Home Run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast.
Adhering to a regular feeding schedule provides some control over your puppy's need to go outside. Most pets will need a trip outdoors within the first hour after eating, so avoid large meals just before confinement. Offer food two or three times each day at the same times and make it available for no longer than 30 minutes. The last meal should be finished 3 to 5 hours before bedtime. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live at the half. The Irish boys find themselves down 33-29, outscored 19-11 in a first quarter that was all Luke Wagoner, a 6'1 sophomore for the Knights. He had 3 three-pointers, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and then a steal off an errant pass from half court just before the end of the first half, and he hit a buzzer-beating 2-point field goal and scored 15 of the 19 Knight points in the first quarter. Zach Leahy and Cole Niedema tried to return the favor in the second quarter. Wagner hit a couple threes for the Knights, one very deep one. He's had a few deep ones. But Zach Leahy, a buzzer-beater of his own, and the Irish end up outscoring the Knights 18-14 in the second quarter. A good tune-up for both these teams. DeSales has one more regular season game, senior night Friday against Tri-City Prep. DeSales needs that win to clinch second place and a home game in the first round. The Knights have already completed their league schedule in the Greater Columbia League at 8-0. They've got league and district tournaments they're preparing for. They come in with a 12-3 record, ranked number 10 in the state, but not as good as their girls' counterparts. The Lady Knights came into the Irish gym 15-0, number 2 in the state, and the Lady Irish, after an emotional 3-game league win streak last week, including a win on the road at Dayton, bittersweet win as Emily Baumgart went down with a knee injury. They were able to win Saturday out of Soton to clinch at least second place. Right now, statistically, the Lady Irish are in first place in the conference, a game ahead in the win column against the Lady Bulldogs of Dayton. But today, the Lady Irish did find out that Emily's season and Irish career is over with the torn ACL ligament with the MRI today. Coach Duncan able to meet with his team before the contest. They came out a little sluggish and then tried to regroup. We'll be visiting with Tim Duncan about the game tonight and what lies ahead for the Lady Irish when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Dad, Grandma keeps saying Bona Pizza. I think there's something wrong with her.
No, Matteo, let me tell you, she's fine. She discovered Cucini's. They were named the best Italian food, the best of the best in Walla Walla.
Oh, okay. Well, what does Bona Pizza mean, Dad?
It's buonapazzo. It means crazy good. You're not saying it right. Buonapazzo. You try it.
Buona Pizza. Buonapazzo. Crazy good. Cugini, 960 Wallula Avenue, Walla Walla.
In real life, good fortune does come along more than once. The key is to be able to recognize it. We at D.A. Davidson & Company believe that opportunities abound in today's stock market, providing a great chance to invest for the long term. If you're ready to learn more about building toward a financial future that meets your unique goals, it's time to talk with Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson. Bill has extensive experience in helping Walla Walla residents to find the opportunities that are right for them. D.A. Davidson. Member SIPC.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connors Flooring and Design in College Place combines on-staff interior designers with over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry to deliver the best experience for you and your home. We can help you select the right combination of performance and style for your budget. Visit us on the internet at ConnorsFlooringAndDesign.com or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
With me right now is Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan. Lady Irish fall to a very good ball club, the Sunnyside Christian Lady Knights, in the first half of this doubleheader, 66-28. And Tim, as I mentioned before going to the last break, an emotional week last week. You went get three league wins, including that big one up at Dayton, but you do lose Emily Baumgart for the season. What do you take away from tonight's experience? You know, the emotion of coming off those three games last week, fourth game in 7 days, and losing Emily. Just talk to us about how you dealt with that.
Well, after the game, I walked into the locker room and I said, well, I hope you guys put this behind you because I put it behind me before I even got in the locker room door. Okay, we have more important things to do, which we talked about before the game. And I said, we're not going to dwell on this. We're going to point towards Friday.
So what are some things you're going to take away to get ready for Friday?
Well, you know, I thought early on, I thought our guards really competed on the perimeter.
Yeah, the first two and a half minutes, they really got awesome.
You know, and every time I'm on your net, I think it was, you know, what was it, 13-point game at the half or 16 or whatever it ended up.
But we had it down to 10 at one point.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, I just competed. And, you know, I think as the game wore on, I think they kind of got tired, and which I understand because, you know, we did. It was just a huge week for us last week. The weekend was just really big, and our kids had to play a lot of minutes, and they were drained. And, you know, and then, of course, they knew that Emily was done for the year, and so they were kind of emotionally a little bit drained, too.
Yeah. Speaking of Emily being done for the year, we knew that was very, 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 very likely, and it's happened. So how do you adjust now heading into the postseason? You guys this game to work on a little bit. You've got the Tri-City Prep game to work on it. So what are some adjustments we should look for?
Well, we got to be a little bit more perimeter-oriented in our zone offense. And so we're going to – we put in – early in the year, we put one in where we used the four perimeter players and one post. And we're going to have to dust that one off a little bit, so to speak, and get that one back out and put it in and – the other thing, we're going to continue to work on rebounding because that's the one thing that has been a weakness for us all year, even when we had Emily. So it just became a bigger weakness, and hopefully we can block out better and quit giving up so many second shots.
So obviously the losing Baumgart's a huge issue, but you can't control that now.
No.
But the three wins last week has put you in a position where you've clinched a home game in the first round of the league tournament. And so the Tri-City Prep game is not meaningless. No game is meaningless, but it takes the pressure off the winner else type of situation.
Right.
Gives you another game to prepare for the postseason.
Well, regardless of what happens on Friday, the ninth is huge.
Yes.
Because that puts us in double elimination status in the 7-9 tournament. We have to get the ninth. Yeah, that's a big game.
That's a big game, and you're looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, good luck.
Okay.
Have a good week of practice. We'll
talk
on Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't talked a lot about the postseason situation other than the fact that the Lady Irish will play at home for sure on the ninth. But Coach Duncan just emphasized the fact that if you win that first league tournament game, you know you're in the District 7-9 regional with double elimination status. If you lose on the ninth, you fall into a loser out game and then single elimination status at the District 7-9 tournament. So February 9th, a big night for both the girls and the boys. And the Irish have boys have some work to do. We're already underway in the second half. We'll have the halftime stats to you on the way. The Irish down 33-29. First shot of the second half by the Knights. Faber is off the mark. Zach Leahy with the rebound. Now down to meet him. Back to Zach Leahy. Powers it up inside and scores it. Zach Leahy, 13 points now, leads all scorers. Cole Miedema has 10. Isaiah Standard has 4 for the Irish. No, Zach does not lead all scorers. How can you forget about Luke Wagner? 6'1 sophomore, 21 first half points. Lucas Dykstra, the freshman off their bench, has 6. Justin Faber has 4, and Wayne Marsh has 2. The Knights were 1 of 4 from the free throw line in the first half, all by Wagner, all in the first quarter. The Sails, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, both by Zach Leahy, but now Chance Marsh, their leading scorer statistically at 13.4 points a game, but has not scored in this one. Sat most of the first half with 2 quick fouls, hits the free throw, his first point of the game. 34-31, the Knights have the lead back up to 3, as Zach had cut it to 2 on the first bucket of the third quarter. Very sparse crowd tonight on a Monday night. And Marsh hits both free throws. Knights show full court pressure. Montero gets by Wagner on the sideline. Now slows it up, still in back court though. Now will push it into front court. Now Juan will come to the half court circle. Wagner shadowing him, defending him, knocks it away from behind. Luke Wagner, 6'1 sophomore, he's a player. 21 points. He's got long arms. Looks like he could grow a little more height-wise. His arms really giving Juan Montero some trouble. He's chasing Juan all over the place. Juan doing a lot of dribbling. Now gets to Rodriguez on a basically a handoff. Now down low to Miedema. Miedema finds Montero on the left corner. Drives. Cut off. Kick out off the lane. Shot clock at 2. Zach will take a 3 straight away. Off the iron won't go. Too much dribbling in that possession for the Irish. Favor for the Knights with the rebound. He gets to the top of the key. Now off to Wagner. Standard on him. Back to Faber. Faber drops it. Gets it back to Wagner. Wagner trying to use a screen from Faber. Goes baseline. Gets standing in the air but can't get a shot up. Out to Faber. 16-footer straight away. He hits it. The 6'3 junior gets the first field goal for the Knights in the second half. Their lead is back up to 37-31. They're led by 4 at the half. They lead by 6 now. Inside to Miedema. Spins to the lane on the left side. Off the glass. Too strong. Rebound Knights. Cole had 10 first point, half points. Wagner, a step up deep, 3 hits short. Rebound, Bosma gets it away from Lee. I don't think any of the players were ready for that quick 3. It hit the iron and came back hard, and the Knights keep the possession. Wagner on the drive runs right into Miedema. Cole wasn't set, and he'll pick up the foul. The Sails committed just 3 first half fouls. The Knights committed 6, 3 on Chance Marsh, 2 on Luke Wagner. Irish man-to-man pressure all over the floor. Get inbounds to Marsh. Montero on him. 5:44 to go in a quickly played third quarter. Irish down 37-31. Bosma, high dribble at the elbow. Cut off by Rodriguez and Leahy. Now in the corner with it is Wagner. Crossover dribble goes baseline. Little reverse lane. He's got it. That crossover dribble, he's gotten to the rim twice with that now. A little reverse play in after a baseline drive. He's got the full package. 39-31. Nice. Leahy drives the other way as it's slapped away by Faber, and it goes out of bounds. Wagner, the coach says they hit it out. Ash gets it bounced to Miedema. He lays it in on the, and we've got timeout to Sales. 39-33. Knights with the ball. Irish trail by 6. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
You've heard of one-stop shopping, right? How about your one-stop home office? Postal Annex Plus is exactly that. Whether it's binding, color copying, laminating, notarizing, packaging, shipping, even cards and gifts, Postal Annex Plus has it all. And if you own your own business and P.O. boxes don't work for you, check out their mailbox services. Postal Annex Plus is located next to the Mongolian Barbecue in the Plaza Shopping Center, owned and operated by Dean and Sheila Profrock. That's Postal Annex Plus, proud sponsors of this Irish radio broadcast.
65 years, it's hard to believe. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. In 1950, this dealership started with a hope and a prayer. Now 65 years and thousands of happy customers later, we are extremely grateful. Our values of fairness, honesty, low pressure, and commitment to our customers has not changed in those 65 years. I insist upon it. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Back a little late after the timeout. The Knights miss a shot. The Irish get the rebound. They're back the other way to my left. Or right to left on your radio dial, as some announcers like to say. In the standard now, low draws the defense, gets to meet him. He misses the lane inside. Cole just struggles inside sometimes. He had a great first half, 10 points. He scored two here off an inbound a moment ago. But standard, a nice pass to him. Cole just couldn't finish it. 4:45 to go in the third. Irish down 39-33. Wagner, the leading scorer in the game of 23, dribbles away and then hands it off to Faber. Faber to Dykstra. No, that's Blaine Marsh is in the game, the 5'9 sophomore. Dykstra, the freshman, at 6'er at that point. Wagner fires the three and hits it over Standard. Wagner's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 3-point field goal. Niedema catches the ball in transition behind the defense. It rolls around and drops in. He put it up off the glass. It rolled all the way around the rim, kissed the glass again. A sigh of relief for Cole as he just about missed what a lot of coaches would call a bunny in the right corner to Marsh. Marsh for three. He's got it. Chance Marsh's first field goal. Back-to-back threes by the Knights. And they've got a 10-point lead, 45-35. Rodriguez has the ball slapped away by Lane Marsh. Chance Marsh and Lane Marsh, both listed as sophomores, could be cousins or twin brothers. They don't look alike, and Chance is 6 foot and Lane is 5'9". Lane's first foul. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by the Knights. As I, on the scoreboard, they said the foul's on number 30 for the Knights. They don't have a number 30. They must have meant number 20. And now the Irish inbound it to Leahy, and he's fouled. And that's on Dykstra, the 5'10 freshman who checked in for Chance Marsh. Fresh shot clock. They lob it high to Standard, who leaps for the ball, goes up strong with a shot, but he was tied up. He yanked the ball away and threw it up at the backboard. Isaiah can leap. Possession arrow in favor of the Irish, so they'll try it again. They get it out. High now stolen by Chance Marsh, or Lane Marsh. Leahy did see Lane Marsh. He'll give it off to Faber on top of the key. Now right wing to Marsh. In the corner to Dykstra. Dykstra on the drive. Has it knocked away. Gets it back. It's to Faber. Now on the baseline to Bosma. Bosma in the left corner to Faber. Standard out shadowing the dangerous Luke Wagner. Irish basically playing 4-on-4 with Standard out there near half court with Wagner. And Kate Bosma tips a shot in. He's fouled underneath. Kate Bosma's first field goal. The foul is on Leahy, his first. So the Irish focusing so much on Wagner, the rest of the night scoring. Bosma misses a free throw. Miedema with the rebound. Gives it off to Standard. Now to Leahy. Zach in backcourt will favor on him. Zach strips the ball, hits the ground, ball rolls out of bounds. Zach wanted a foul call, didn't get it. He flipped the defense. Faber and he got their feet tangled up. Zach went to the floor. Inadvertent contact, yes, but one guy ended up on the ground, lost the ball. It should have been a call there, in my opinion. Wagner gets it to Bosma, Leahy right on him. Bosma picks up his dribble. Now Chopper goes to Faber. Irish really trying to extend the defense. Meet him on Faber. Faber to the elbow. Between the legs of the dribble. Cut off. Gets it to Lane Marsh. Lane Marsh on the dribble drive. Cut off. Now to Wagner. Wagner gets himself up in the air. Bounce the ball. Gets it to Lane Marsh. Back to Wagner. Four on the shot clock. Wagner on the drive. Kick out to Dykstra. It's a Faber. It's a buzzer. Off the back iron. Won't go. Rebound Leahy. Leahy to Andrew Anderson, who's checked into the ball game. Up to Leahy. Leahy hits the three. That Leahy, emotional and fired up. I think getting knocked down and no foul being called kicked him off a little bit. He's got 16 points. Irish have 47-38. Up top to Dykstra. Anderson cuts him off on the dribble drive. Now he gets it to Marsh. Marsh behind the back with a dribble. He collides with Montero. That's the inconsistency there. Leahy definitely got banged on the dribble in the front court a moment ago. Montero, little collision with Lane Marsh, really didn't impact the play. And the foul call. Wagner in the right corner of Faber. Up top to Chance Marsh, who's checked in. Back to Wagner, standard right on him. Down low to Faber. Back to Wagner. Standard on Wagner. Wagner drives baseline, cut off, gets to Faber. Faber goes right by Miedema. And Miedema fouls him on the shot. No, they call traveling. Interesting. Cole got beat, tried to recover. They bumped into each other. Traveling call on Faber. Inbound to Montero. Montero reached in by Wagner. Gets it away to Miedema. Miedema on the baseline, can't get the shot. Rebound Anderson inside. Knocked away by Faber. Foul by Faber. Nice offensive rebound by Andrew Anderson. The 6'2 junior has done some good things for Coach Lefko. 4 first half points. Got a couple rebounds. Normally on the JV squad. 1:29 to go. Quickly play third quarter. Lob it to meet him at the high post. Down low to Leahy, and he powers it up and in. Zach got 7 in the quarter, 18 for the game. The Irish have 47-40. They got it within 2 on the first buck of this third quarter. And the Knights got it off to 10 on back-to-back threes by Wagner and Marsh. Marsh with it now out to Dykstra. Anderson on Dykstra. Dykstra on the drive, gets by Anderson, cut off by Miedema. On the baseline now, Faber with it. 16-footer good from the right baseline. Faber's got 8. 49-49. Press against the half court to Miedema. Right wing to Montero. Wagner right on Juan. Swing to Leahy. Leahy finds Anderson on the baseline. 16-footer is good. Andrew Anderson got 6. The Irish within 7 at 49-42. Good varsity experience for Andrew Anderson. Showing he can play against a very good team in Sunnyside Christian. That will help Coach Lesko with the depth heading towards postseason play. Chance Marsh, that's Lane Marsh, drives, shot will go tip by the Knights. They get the rebound under control. Now Faber out to Wagner. Shot clock is off. Wagner will back it out all the way to half court to use a screen. No, he won't use a screen. He drives all the way in, jumps off in the lane. Laying off the mark, rebound, Miedema. Miedema to Montero, throws it up from half court, so go. But good defense by the Irish, as Wagner couldn't finish right before the end of the third quarter. 8 minutes left. The Sails down 49-42, competing with a very good Sunnyside Christian Knights boys team from 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KCNH.
You know the lady and the tramp, when the two dogs are eating spaghetti and they grab the same strand and kiss? Make that dinner for your wife, and grab a delicious panini for lunch while you're at it. Guccini's Italian Imports is Walla Walla's best-kept lunchtime secret. I shouldn't even be telling you guys about it on the radio. Guccini's Italian Imports, 960 Wallula Avenue, Buono Pazzo.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Sales boys outscored 16-13 in the third quarter, but still within striking distance, down 49-42. Zach Leahy having a nice game. The 6'5 junior, 18 points. He's scored in every quarter. Luke Wagner continues to be a big part of the story for the Knights. 26 points for the 6'1 sophomore. The Irish held him to his lowest point total by quarter to just 5 points in that third quarter. He had 15 in the first quarter, 6 in the second quarter. Errant pass by the Knights, but Wagner gets a hold of it at the top of the key. Dribbles right side, cut off by Standard. Now to Swim, who's checked back in. Shot clock down to 9. Wagner with the ball out front. Standard forces him to give it up. Pass inside to Bosma. Knocked away by Anderson. Right back to Wagner. Wild 3 at the shot clock closer. Off the iron. Will go. Rebound Leahy. Good defense by Andrew Anderson a moment ago. And there's a palming of basketball on Zach Leahy. He knew it. He dribbled left wing. A little hesitation. That's one of those college, probably NBA, definitely doesn't get called. High school, it does. Chance Marsh on the right wing. Leahy on him up top. Now Bosma. Bosma, left corner goes to Dwim. Anderson on Dwim. Now hands it off to Lane Marsh. Lane Marsh, long jumper, over goal, rebound, Cole Miedema. Outlet to Zach Leahy. Irish down 49-42. Neither team has scored here. 6:55 to go in the ballgame. Wagner reaching in on Leahy. Now on the wing to Anderson. Down low to Montero. Montero shot blocked by Chance Marsh. Loose ball picked up by Bosma. Timeout. Sunnyside Christian. 6:42 to go. Knights with the ball, leading 49-42. When we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
We're back live after the timeout. The Knights will inbound at half court. Four to sales. Joel Rodriguez, Isaiah Standard, Cole Miedema, Zach Leahy, and Andrew Anderson on the floor. The Knights get down low to favor. Kick out to Lane Marsh. Marsh spins in the lane. Rodriguez cuts him off. Now back to favor. Back to Marsh. Marsh with Anderson on him. Down the baseline to Bosma. Wagner and Chance Marsh also out there. Shot clock down to 6. Marsh shoots a 3 straight away. Out there, Mungo. Rebound Leahy. Good defense, Irish. Zach wants to run the other way. Pushes it all the way in the lane. Stripped and fouled by Faber. Zach Leahy, very determined. Got that rebound. Went all the way to the baseline the other way. The Knights trapped him down low. Faber reached in and fouled him. Only 3 fouls on the Knights. Inbound to Beans. Miedema tries to power up. He's fouled. Bosma and Marsh were both there. As Cole loses his balance, and about the time he gained his balance, he's at the foul line. Wagner really getting on the official. No way, come on, he says. Miedema will shoot 2. The foul on Bosma, just his first. Cole hits the free throw. 6'6 senior has 15 points. Irish now 2 of 3 from the free throw line. Neither team's come to the free throw line much. The Knights are 3 of 6 unofficially. Cole hits them both. Leahy with 18 and Miedema with 16. Irish down by 5. They were within 2 on the first make of this third quarter of the second half, actually. It's now the fourth quarter. Chance Marsh dribbles around the wing. The Irish defense trying to get a stop here. Anderson went for the steal. Didn't get a favor. Misses the shot. Rebound Joel Rodriguez. Gives it off to Zach Leahy. Zach running most of the offense from the point in this ballgame. Unless Juan Montero's out there, and he does it sometimes. Zach is up to Miedema. Now to Leahy. Leahy powers it up. Inside won't go. Rebound Miedema. Fights for it as he falls to the floor with 2 Knights players. Jump ball. Here in favor of DeSales. Each team with just 4 fouls here in the second half. Irish down by 5, will inbound into their own basket with 17 on the shot clock. Miedema and Standard inside. They throw it out high to Anderson, goes right through his hands, and Isaiah will chase it down near the half court line. Excuse me. Got to deal with this, with this cough. Lay down low to Miedema. Miedema powers up. We got a whistle before the shot. But that's on Bosma, and the Knights now have 5 fouls, and that should give the Irish a fresh shot clock. Yes, they do reset it now. Leahy lobs it out high to Rodriguez. Top the key, drives all the way in, has it knocked away, loses it, tries to save it. He will to Medeva, and then knocked away by Bosma, but Bosma standing on the end line. The Irish will inbound again under their own basket against the Knight defense. They get out high to Anderson to Rodriguez. Swing at the standard, deep on the right wing. Up top, Leahy with it now. Leahy dribbles to the left elbow, spins in the lane, little one-hander, too strong off the glass, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, misses again, gets it back again. Zach fighting for the position, and he is fouled. I love the physical play of Zach Leahy. Determined. The foul on Chance Marsh is fourth. Still not a shooting foul, they say. But it is six fouls on the night. So the Irish, time of possession, really not a stat in the basketball with the shot clock. But the Irish have had it down at this end for a long time and haven't got any points out of it yet. Inbound to Rodriguez, a lay to standard. He drives in and lays it in. So the Irish persevere in a long possession, get a bucket, and get within 3 points. 49-46. John Lesko encouraging his team to play defense to get a stop. They go for the old sandwich screen out front on standard. Two players, one screen from each side. Dean Wagner says timeout. The Knights up by three, 4:34 to go. We'll be right back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KGNH.
Fazari's is the place for unique pizza that's tasty and delicious. And the house special is the pizza that's made Fazari's famous.
Pepperoni, salami, beef, olives, and sausage is what it's got.
As well as mushrooms, sauce, and cheeses. It's then served piping hot. So give it a try. Stop into Fazari's for a house special pizza now.
After one bite, you'll scream with pleasure.
You boys really are wacky!
Mamma mia! Fazari's finest and Fazari's home run in Clarkston, home of the Mama's Boys.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
The Knights line score this game, 19 in the first quarter, 14 in the second quarter, 16 in the third quarter, 26 points individually for Luke Wagner, but the Sales putting the defensive clamps on the Knights with the 4:34 mark of the ball game. Nearly halfway through this fourth quarter, and the Knights have not scored here in the final 8 minutes. They have Irish have outscored them 4-0 in a physical, grinded-out fourth quarter. Here at the Sale. They get inside to Bosma, though, and he goes up the strong for the shot, won't go. Rebound Rodriguez. To Leahy, to Montero, who's stepping up the time. Up top to Leahy. Swing it to Rodriguez. Free on the way. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound. Favor stripped by Medeva. Medeva misses. Gets it back and puts it in. Full Medeva just ripped it out of the hands of Favor, and it's a one-point game. 49-48. The Knights have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Wagner's going to do his best. He drives all the way down the side of the key, and he's fouled by Sanders. But not a shooting foul. 3:50 to go. Irish down 49-48. Wagner gets it into Dykstra, who's checked in for the night. The freshman with the ball, Montero on him. Up top the lane mark. Remember, no seniors on this Knights roster. Marsh drives, pass inside, knocked away by Montero. Medeva has got it to Rodriguez, and now Joel will back it out, get the lead. Back down to Medeva. Medeva puts the ball on the floor, he strips, shoots it off his leg. Cole at 6'6", Faber at 6'3", their tallest player. Think if Cole had it to do over again, he would have never put the ball on the floor. He was double-teamed. He let the shorter guys get to the ball. Irish had a golden opportunity there and turned it over. Dykstra the other way. Jump stop in the lane. Gets it to Faber. Cut off by Medeva. Back to Dykstra. Now Dykstra to Bosma at the top of the key. Defense. The Irish have shut out the Knights in the fourth quarter so far. Up top, Bosma with it on a pass from Faber. Swing it to Chance Marsh. Standard all over Wagner. Wagner's got it out deep on the left wing. Gets the screen. Standard fights through it. 10 on the shot clock. Chance Marsh. Careball. Rebound Medeva. Al left to Standard. He'll hold it up and get it to Leahy. Irish with the ball, chance to take the lead. Rodriguez drives in, takes the shot, blocked by Wagner, controlled by Chance Marsh. The Sales defense has been suffocating. They've outscored the 9-6 there. Now Wagner fires a deep three, and Dean Wagner, the coach, is, what are you doing? As it bangs off the backboard in the rim, Irish gets the rebound the other way to Standard. His shot blocked inside. Ball blows, gets right at half court to Leahy. Medema on the floor keeping that ball alive. John Lefko wants a timeout. What a competitive fourth quarter. The Sales is held tonight without a point here in the fourth. 2.5 minutes left. Irish down 1, 49-48 with the ball. When we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNA.
A healthy cat can live a long time. Thanks to modern veterinary medical care, cats can live to be 15, even 20 years old. After cats reach 8 years of age, however, they are more susceptible to diseases associated with aging. Have your older cats examined at least once a year by your veterinarian. This message is brought to you by the Mill Creek Veterinary Hospital and Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
So the Sales, work, work, work. Remember, the Knights have no seniors, and they're panicking a little bit. Luke Wagoner has 26 points but has not scored in this quarter. Threw up a very wild shot there right at the last possession. The Irish break some half-court pressure as they inbound into half-court. The Knights try to put on the half-court trap. But now Montero passes to the middle. Dykstra steals it. Leahy fouled him. That's a good foul, though, as Dykstra had an easy lay-in if Zach doesn't reach out. The Irish turn it over with an ill-advised pass and blow a chance to take the lead. Leahy's second foul. Each team with six now. Possession in favor of the Knights. Wagner drives in. He collides with Miedema and will go to the free throw line. Foul on Miedema, his second, and with 2:13 to go in the fourth quarter, the Knights clinging to a one-point lead. Their leading scorer in the game, Luke Wagner, who has 26 points, will try to get the Knights on the board here in the fourth quarter. Wagner's free throw is good. He was fouled shooting a three-pointer in the first quarter and hit only one of three, his only bugaboo in the game. He's now 3 of 5 from the line. 27 points for the 6-1 sophomore. Left-handed free throws up and good. So the Knights have it back up to a 51-48 advantage. Montero gets it to Leahy. Back to Juan Montero. They pressure him out front, pass on the wing. The standard slapped away by Faber. The Knights really extending the defense. Talk about the Irish defense. The Knights have held the Sale to just 2 field goals in this fourth quarter. 2 free throws by Miedema, 6 total points. There's a pass from Miedema, knocked away by Faber, picked out of there by Wagner. So the Irish have turned it over on back-to-back possessions. They had the ball twice with a one-point game and have turned it over twice now, and they trail by 3. Faber, up top from Wagner. Wagner on the drive, jumps it to Faber, 12-footer right baseline. He's got it. So the Irish had it down to 49-48. On 3 straight possessions, now it's back up to 53-48, and Faber slaps it away from Standard. The Knights have really responded with some in-your-face defense to match the effort of the Irish here late in the ballgame. A minute 32 to go. Irish will inbound down the left, or excuse me, the right baseline from my vantage point. As they swing to Standard, down low to Miedema. Miedema, double team. Loses the ball, gets it back, puts it in. He turned into Bosma. Bosma had him tied up. Cole, very strong with the ball, yanks it away from Bosma. Put it in. Irish score, timeout, 1:23 to go. Irish down 53-50 when we come back on 1320 AM KCC, 107.3 FM KCNH.
It sure seems that everyone is pressed for time. When you're in a hurry, it's nice to know your Walla Walla Farmers Co-op store is close by. Because the C-Store is open 24 hours a day, you've got time. The C-Store offers delicious deli lunch specials for under $5, and they have the coldest drinks in town. Stop by the drive-thru and order your favorite hot or cold espresso in the comfort of your car. You can always count on friendly staff and friendly prices at the Walla Walla Farmers Co-op C-Store, 9th and Rose, Walla Walla.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Cole Miedema, very physical inside in that last possession. Yanked it away from Bosma, put it in. The Knights coaches wanted a travel call. None forthcoming. The Irish with 1:18 to go. Down 3. Deny, 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 says Coach Lefko. Up top is Bosma, the favor in the lane. Miedema on him. Kick out top to Dykstra. 19 on the shot clock. Thanks for the fresh run. The drive kicks it to Faber. Now to Bob Mathiel. Drives by Lane, blocked by Leahy and out of bounds. Zach Leahy at 6'5", Keith Bosma at 6'2". Zach blocked the shot. Timeout, Dean Wagner. 11 on the shot clock, 58.7 on the game clock. Irish down 53-50. Knights will try to execute the inbound play on the baseline when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
The Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends would love to hear from you. If you have some news to share with your fellow alums, please contact DeSales High School at 525-3030. Whether it's a new addition to the family, a new job, a new marriage, or whatever the occasion may be, we want to hear from you. We're your Walla Walla Catholic Schools Association of Alumni and Friends, and we're honored to be sponsoring today's Irish broadcast.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
So Coach Lesko, drawing up the defense and probably an offensive play when they get the ball back also. If you're familiar with the Irish court, the Knights will inbound right on the E, the first E in E sales, which is red left to right as you face the basket. So basically, just a step outside the key area, which is interesting to me because the shot was blocked and went out of bounds all the way over by the door. So I think they should have him standing on the other side. So they run the inbound play, up by three, 11 on the shot clock. Ball tipped on the inbound, but Bosman runs it down. Up top to Faber. They get it to Wagner. Wagner deep on the left wing in the corner to Marsh. Marsh drives in, shot blocked out of there by Leahy. Leahy controlled it. Zach Leahy with back-to-back blocked shot. 43 seconds left. Irish down by three. And that was a great block shot because he possessed it as well. And then the shot clock button ran out. And then a travel. Zach Leahy moving left to right. Montero, just a little flip to him. Zach bobbled it, traveling. DeSales turns it over. Zach Leahy does some great things. That, not one of them there with the traveling. So it's 34.2 seconds left. The shot clock is off. The Knights will inbound in backcourt right in front of the Irish bench. They get into Dykstra. Dykstra, the freshman. They trap him. And timeout, Dean Wagner. 29.3 seconds left. 53-53. Knights with the lead and the ball when we come back on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KCNA.
Generations of area farmers have counted on Crop Production Services for all of their fertilizer and ag chemical needs, and for good reason. Their service is simply second to none. Crop Production Services is mighty proud of the Fighting Irish of DeSales, and they wish the Irish student athletes all the best in today's game. With offices in Walla Walla and Clyde, that's Crop Production Services, honored sponsors of this Fighting Irish radio broadcast. This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Dean Wagner, Knights coach, just checked with the scorer's table, says he has one timeout left. The Knights will inbound the ball just to the left of their coaches here on their sideline. 29.3 seconds to go. Steal the inbound by Joe Rodriguez. Rodriguez is stripped, gets it back. Leahy's got a heat foul. 24 seconds left to go to the free throw line. Joe Rodriguez with the steal. He had it knocked back away from him. He scrambled for the ball, got it to Leahy, and then the three Knights trying to go for the ball ran into Zach, and he was fouled by Chance Marsh, who fouls out with 24 seconds left. And just like that, Zach Leahy with a chance to get the Irish within one at the free throw line. It'll be a one-on-one opportunity. Zach's front end of the one-on-one is off the mark. Rebound tipped out of there by Anderson to Rodriguez. To Leahy. Leahy fires a three off the back iron. It won't go. Rebound to Wagner. Now they've got a foul. They will. Tough break. The Irish doing everything they can to keep the ball alive, to keep the game alive, but just couldn't hit the free throw, couldn't hit the three. Anderson kept the ball alive on the rebound, but now 15.6 seconds left. Down by three. and Wagner a chance to make it a very difficult two-point game situation, two-possession game situation with the front end of the one-on-one. Left-handed free throw bounces around and rolls in. It wasn't clean, but the shooter's touch. He's got 29 points now, and it's hit his last three free throws. 54-59. Now, the Sales does not need a three-pointer. They just need to score quickly when they get the ball. Wagner misses the second one. Meadham with the rebound. Clay, he's got it. 13 seconds left. Zach's got to push it up the floor and find room to shoot. He leans into a three. It's partially blocked by Faber and out of bounds with 6.5 seconds left. The Sales has got to score twice. They didn't need to shoot the three. Timeout to Sales. 6.5 seconds left. Irish down 4, 54-50. When we come back on 1320 AM KGC, 107.3 FM KGNH.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
So Coach John Olesko's got to draw something up for the Irish to get the quickest available shot. They'll be inbounding the ball under the basket on the eye of Irish, just to the left of the key as I face at my vantage point. Montero and Rodriguez out high, up the elbows. Miedema and Standard down low. And then they've got to go for the steal off the inbound. They'll hand the ball to Lade. Looking inside, out top to Standard. He'll fire the three. Got it. I say Standard is the three. Timeout, John Lesko. They drop the play. Isaiah Standard hits the three with 2.9 seconds left. A one-point game. We'll keep it here. Irish down one. Nice execution. Win, lose, or draw. John Lesko team building momentum into that league final against Tri-City Prep Friday and the postseason beyond starting February 9th. An exciting boys game to get this Catholic Schools Week off to a fun start. We'll talk about the Catholic Schools schedule in the postgame. So the Irish down one. The Knights have to inbound it under their own basket. Joel Rodriguez stole the ball the last time the Knights had to inbound it at half court. Rodriguez, Montero, Standard, Anderson, and Leahy waiting for the night. Dykstra inbounded. Leahy at 6'5 in front of him. Official tells him, you have the baseline. You can run it if you want to. They get into Faber. They've got a foul, and they do, with 1.5 seconds left. So Faber, who's not been to the free throw line, the 6'3 junior, remember, no seniors on this night roster. Dean Wagner says, stay off the lane. Everybody get back. Sets his defense. Faber will shoot the front end of a one-on-one with 1.5 seconds to go. Miedema, Leahy, and Rodriguez will try to block him out. His first one is good. Even if he makes them this one, the Sales can catch and try to throw in the three to tie it. See if he misses this one on purpose. He won't. Whoa, spins in and out. Now the actual inbound at Rodriguez. He's for foot. Oh, he got the rim and it didn't go. Joel, the soccer player, and the goalie throws that over the shoulder pass. That's what Joel did. It hit the front rim, went off the backboard, and rolled away. The Knights survive 56-53. What a competitive ball game, especially the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the totals on 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
Dad, you missed a great lunch at Grandma's today.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. Okay, I got to hear it. What did you have?
Some yummy lasagna. Dad, it was better than Mom's.
No way, Mateo. The only lasagna better than Mom's is Cugini's. Oh, wait a minute. I got it. Grandma fed you Cugini's lasagna. Smart lady. That place is crazy good. 960 Willola Avenue, Buono Pazzo.
This is Irish Radio on KGDC and KTNHLP, Walla Walla.
Well, two very good Sunnyside Christian Knights teams come to the Irish Gym and sweep the girls and boys. The Knights girls undefeated on the season, number two in the state 1B rankings, overwhelmed the Lady Irish 66-28. But as Coach Duncan said, after that first quarter when they outscored 16-2, considering all the emotion of the Emily Baumgart injury and playing their fourth game in 7 days, his girls competed the rest of the way, did end up losing 66-28. And John Lesko's boys dealing with injuries as well. John Crowley, Irish senior, with the fracture of the hand, might be able to come back here by the postseason, which starts February 9th. And then Andrew Anderson got a lot of playing time tonight. John Lesko also starting all of his seniors, as senior night is Friday against Tri-City Prep, but he chose to play all his seniors tonight in the non-league game. With all that's been going on against two very good Knights teams, their boys from Sunnyside ranked in the top 10 in the 1B classification with a 12-3 overall record, the Irish had a chance in the fourth quarter before losing 56-53. The Irish pulled the Knights to just one field goal and 7 points in the final 8 minutes. They outscored the Knights 11-7 in the fourth quarter, but come up just short, 56-53. They have the ball down 49-48 to the Irish on, I think, at least two straight possessions, I think three, and just couldn't get over the hump against the Knights. And the Knights hit 5 of 6 free throws in the fourth quarter, and that's what good teams do. They hit 8 of 12 for the game. The Irish went to the free throw line just 5 of 5 times. They hit 3 of 5 free throws. We'll add up the scoring totals top to bottom as we go and then wrap things up. Luke Wagner, the top guy on the score sheet for the Knights, and he got off to a great start. He hit 15 first quarter points. The 6'1 sophomore, 3 deep three-pointers, a mid-range jumper and a drive to the basket. His mid-range jumper was actually off a steal, off an inbound play, and beat the buzzer at the end of the first quarter. He hit 2 more threes in the second quarter, 5 points in the third quarter. The Irish held him without a field goal in the fourth quarter, but he did hit 3 of 4 free throws and ended up with, no, he hit 4 of 4 free throws. Let's see, 3 of 4 free throws, excuse me. 29 points for Luke Wagner. Cade Bosma, as we head down the list, the 6'2 sophomore, had 2 points. Chance Marsh, 6-foot sophomore, who statistically was their leading scorer on the season at 13.4 points a game, had foul trouble. The Irish held him to 5 points. He fouled out with 24 seconds left. Connor Gwynn, who started the ball game, did not score. Lane Marsh came off their bench, scored 2 points. Lucas Dykstra, a 5'10 freshman, came off the bench, scored 6 in the second quarter. When the Irish actually outscored the Knights 18-14, the freshman for the Knights keeping the Irish at bay. And then Justin Faber, the 6'3 junior post player, a workmanlike 12 points, including both ends of a 1-on-1 free throw opportunity with 1.5 seconds left. And the Irish couldn't hit the desperation heave at the end of the ballgame, though Joel Rodriguez came very close. 7 players got on the floor for the Knights. They brought 9 down here from Sunnyside. 4 to Sale. 6 points for Andrew Anderson. A nice effort by him. Typically on the JV roster, the 6'2 junior scored 6. Also tipped a missed free throw out near the top to the Irish to give them an extra possession late in the game. 9 points for Isaiah Standard, including that 3-pointer with 2.9 seconds to go to get the Irish in 1 on a nice set play drawn up by John Lesko during a timeout. And then Zach Leahy, 18 points for the 6'5 junior, but he did not score in the fourth quarter. Cole Miedema, 20 points for the Irish to lead his team in scoring. DeSales goes 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Dairy Queen player of the game, I forgot to ask Coach Les, Coach Duncan during the girls' game about that. So I will name the girls' player of the game. I'm going to go with Lauren Lyons. She had 8 points, a nice floor game as always, great hustle, led the Lady Irish in scoring against a very good Knights team, and she had a great weekend those last three games as well. At 5'4", she was the Lady Irish's leading rebounder over the weekend, 6 points and 10 rebounds against Dayton, 9 points and 8 rebounds against Asotin. For the boys, I'm going to go with Andrew Anderson. Called on to play pressure minutes in one of his first varsity appearances, and Coach Lusko had him out on the floor at the end of the ball game, and he responded with a good effort. So Andrew Anderson is our Dairy Queen player of the game on the boys' side of the thing. Well, it's Catholic Schools Week. No more basketball until Friday. I want to run down the schedule of events that parishioners can attend. Wednesday, February 3rd, two events, the start of the day and the end of the day, 8:30 a.m., Mass at Assumption Church. All the Walla Walla Catholic School students and staff and teachers will be there. You're welcome to join us. And then Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m., the Talent Show, a system-wide event as well. Great entertainment. That is at 6:30 p.m. And then Thursday, a prayer hour for our schools with Eucharistic Adoration at St. Francis Church, 6:30 p.m. Thursday. And then Sunday, the final event of Catholic Schools Week at St. Patrick's Church, 10 a.m., the all-school and alumni mass. So all three churches, Assumption, St. Francis, and St. Patrick's, will be involved in Catholic Schools Week. That's great. Mass at 8:30, Wednesday morning at Assumption. Prayer hour with Eucharistic Adoration, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at St. Francis, and then the all-school and alumni mass, 10 a.m. Sunday at St. Patrick's. Hope you got some of that written down and join our Catholic school family. We're all part of one big family, and join us in as we celebrate Catholic schools this week. Catholic schools, a part of Walla Walla Valley history since 1864, continuously provided in the valley, started by the Sisters of Providence way back in 1864. Well, one more league game left. The Irish girls and boys on senior night will take on Tri-City Prep Friday. Girls to tip off at 6, boys to follow. Then we'll start talking about the postseason. The league tournament starts February 9th, and Tim Duncan, as he mentioned, those are big games. You win your first league tournament game, you are guaranteed a spot in the District 7-9 regional tournament and double elimination status in that tournament. So the Irish boys and girls working for District 7-9 tournament status. When the league tournament starts February 9th, the Lady Irish are guaranteed a home game on February 9th. The Irish boys have to win over Tri-City Prep to guarantee a home game on February 9th. We'll talk more about that Friday when the Irish take on Tri-City Prep, girls to tip off at 6 o'clock. I'd like to thank you all for listening tonight. Please patronize all of our great sponsors. And another great job back at the studio by Mark. And with that, we'll send you back to the studios of 1320 AM KGDC, 107.3 FM KTNH.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 1320 AM KGDC. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.